Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, May 13th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is north at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84. The dew point is 52 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One man is dead after a motorcycle crash near Coffeyville on Saturday night. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened shortly before 8 p.m. A motorcycle operated by Charles Morris, 50, of Coffeyville, was eastbound on U.S. 166 near County Road 5900 when he left the road and struck a culvert. His motorcycle came to rest just east of the county road. Morris was pronounced dead at a Coffeyville hospital. I'm Blue Flores.
A new bill signed by Governor Laura Kelly will make it easier for Kansans to avoid a driver's license suspension. Current law requires those who fail to comply with a traffic citation to pay their fees in full within 30 days. If they don't, their license is suspended. A new law allows courts to restrict licenses rather than suspend them, so a person can continue to drive to school, work, and church as they make payments on the fees they owe. The new law was passed by lawmakers this session, signed Friday, and will take effect on January 1st. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Proposed restrictions in Kansas on the foreign ownership of land died on Friday when the state's Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill that top Republican lawmakers argued would protect military bases from Chinese spying. The Kansas House's top GOP leader accused Governor Kelly of apathy toward serious national security threats from China and other nations declared by the U.S. government to be adversaries of concern and include Cuba, Iraq, North Korea, and Venezuela. The bill would have prohibited more than 10% ownership by foreign nationals from those countries of any non-residential property within 100 miles of any military installation or most of Kansas. A Kansas State University report last fall said Chinese ownership accounted for a single acre of privately owned Kansas agriculture land, and all foreign individuals and companies owned 2.4% of the state's 49 million acres of private agricultural land. The bill would have required the university to compile annual reports on all foreign real estate ownership, including non-agricultural business property. Governor Kelly said in her veto message that while Kansas needs stronger protections against foreign adversaries, the bill was so overly broad that it could disrupt legitimate investment and business relationships. Kansas exported $14.1 billion worth of products in 2023, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration, and China was its fourth largest trading partner with $848 million worth of exports, behind Mexico, Canada, and Japan. Kansas already limits corporate ownership of agricultural land, and more than 20 other states restrict foreign land ownership, according to the National Agricultural Law Center. A new bill signed by Governor Kelly on Friday is making it easier for Kansans to avoid a driver's license suspension. The governor's office said in a news release that right now, current law requires those who fail to comply with a traffic citation to have their fees to pay their fees in full within 30 days, and if they don't, their license is suspended. The new bill, Senate Bill 500, allows courts to restrict certain individuals' licenses rather than suspend them so that they can continue to be able to drive to school, work, and church as they make payments on the fees they owe. According to the bill, a person will not qualify for restricted driving privileges if they've been convicted of driving with a canceled, suspended, or revoked license more than 3 times, or if their license is suspended for a reason other than a failure to appear. The bill will take effect on January 1st, 2025. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Kansas ranks last in the nation for providing rural mental health resources. The Kansas Farm Bureau said farmers can be 5 times more susceptible to suicide compared to everyone else, and reasonings for mental health crisis could be numerous and include drought, farming expenses, and the price of fuel and machinery. Megan Kramer, the Kansas Farm Bureau Communications Director, said studies have shown that young farmers show higher levels of depression and suicidal thoughts than their older counterparts, and another factor is the lack of mental health resources in rural areas. The Kansas Farm Bureau started the Rural Minds Matter program to help farmers with mental health issues, and there are resources out there so that farmers do not have to battle mental health issues alone. For more information on Mental Health Month, you can visit kfb.org. National sorghum producers are now accepting entries for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest, with state and national winners selected from contestants split into east and west regions for the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, and one overall winner is selected for food grade. Harvest reports have been made available to entered contestants as of May 1st, and all completed forms must be received at the National Sorghum Producers Office no later than December 3rd, 2024. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. To find the entry form, the 2024 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest or yieldcontest@sorghumgrowers.com. In Nebraska news, the group opposing a Nebraska school choice bill has a petition in hand and is moving full steam ahead to collect signatures. Support Our Schools Nebraska, a group of Nebraska organizations, said on Friday that it's now gathering signatures to put the repeal of Legislative Bill 1402 on the November ballot. LB 1402 was passed last month and provides $10 million a year in state funding for scholarships for private school students. Jenny Benson, the Support Our Schools Nebraska sponsor and president of the Nebraska State Education Association, said they only have 67 days to collect 90,000 signatures to put this issue on the ballot. She said the timeline to get signatures is a big challenge, but said it's clear to her that Nebraskans want to vote on the issue. The Nebraska Supreme Court rejected Bailey Boswell's appeal on Friday for the murder of 24-year-old Sydney Loof. Boswell was sentenced to life in prison in 2021 for her role in the murder of Loof, just months after her then-boyfriend, Aubrey Trail, was sentenced to death for the same crimes. Boswell was challenging the admission of pictures of Loof's body, saying that the gruesome pictures were more prejudicial than probative and were needlessly cumulative. She also said the sex-related evidence and the testimony about witchcraft were not related to the case and were therefore inadmissible. However, the Supreme Court found no errors in how the trial was conducted and unanimously upheld Boswell's conviction. A woman who is charged with theft from her elderly father under her conservatorship in Nebraska has been arrested. According to the Furnace County Sheriff's Office, 50-year-old Don Hildreth of O'Fallon, Missouri, was arrested in Bozeman, Montana on Friday, May 3rd. Furnace County court records say Hildreth is charged with theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000, perjury, and abuse of a vulnerable adult. They said in January 2023, Hildreth was named temporary guardian and conservator of her father, who was in a nursing home after being diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. An arrest affidavit said it was later discovered that she had seemingly stolen $20,581.33 through purchases and travel expenses, plus another $28,713.52 in unexplained cash withdrawals. Furnace County Sheriff's Office at Hildreth posted a $50,000 bond on Thursday, and she's set to be arraigned on June 3rd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Governor's Scholars Program honors the top academic 1% of Kansas high school seniors, and scholars are selected from accredited public and private schools in the state. This program is coordinated by the Governor by the Confidence in Kansas Public Education Task Force, and it's funded by donations from private sector businesses in Kansas. The Confidence in Kansas Public Education Task Force was formed 30 years ago to strengthen public confidence in education. Scholars and principals represented locally include from Northern Valley High School in Almena, Principal Ken Tharman and Scholar Kenton Thalheim, and from Norton Community High School, Principal Troy Kieswetter and Scholar Wade David. In a social media post, the Norton Police Department stated that they know that every day people make hundreds of choices, and the easiest one should be wearing your seatbelt. While it's a fact seatbelts save lives, many still make the choice to not buckle up. In the Click It or Ticket campaign, May 19th through June 2nd, while all Kansas traffic laws will be enforced, the primary focus will be on adult seatbelt and child safety laws. During Click It or Ticket, drivers will be met with extra enforcement by the Norton Police Department, and they'll be on the lookout for the unrestrained drivers, passengers, and children traveling on our roads. According to Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp, your seatbelt could be what saves you and those riding with you, so you should insist that everyone in the vehicle is restrained on every trip. He said he also wants people to know that in the interest of saving lives, the Norton Police Department is committed to ticketing and educating the violators of adult seatbelt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions, because they want you to be as safe as possible on your travels. Norton's head track coach Chris Delamont reported on the MCL track meet that was hosted by Russell High School on Thursday, May 9th, saying there were 11 teams at the meet and Norton scored 21 personal records. The overall team results for the girls placed Norton placed first with 107.5 points, Ellis placed second with 96 points, and Thomas More Prep placed third with 86.5 points. For the boys' team results, Hoxie placed first with 108 points, Plainville placed second with 89 points, and Norton tied for third with Smith Center with 80 points. Janessa Reuter placed first and had an MCL meet record in javelin with 149.7 feet. Coach Delamont said at the beginning of the season, Norton's track team set their goals with commitment, family, and teamwork being their core values. He said each athlete has worked hard this season, and it was great to see the team be rewarded for that effort. As the season gets closer to the end, they want to thank Norton seniors for being such a big part of their success, and their team is excited for the opportunity to compete these next 2 weeks. The Norton County Community Foundation announced a new art exhibition at the Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center in the Heaton Building. For the second year, the Norton Community High School's advanced art students were invited to present their work in the gallery, and this year, 11 students are presenting their collections, which feature a variety of techniques and media, including drawing, printmaking, photography, painting, sculpture, ceramics, jewelry, and more. The exhibiting artists are Rob Manning, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Jared Hagen, Eli Miller, Marisa Hempler, Jeffrey Fick, Natalie Simmons, Tessa Stegemeyer, Ella Juneman, Brenna Brown, and Corbin Puga. The exhibition opened with a reception and awards ceremony on May 2nd, and the exhibition, which features approximately 200 works of art, will be on view through June 10th. And several other artworks are for sale. There's an artist contact list in the gallery for those interested. The Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center is located on the main floor of the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203, and the gallery hours are Monday through Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, weekend viewing can be scheduled on request, and there's never an admission fee. For more information, you can contact the Norton County Community Foundation office at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or visit their office at Suite 203 in the Heaton Building. More information about the Norton County Community Foundation can be found at nortonccf.org. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For breakfast, you'll have mini cinnies, cheese stick, pears, orange juice, and milk. For lunch today, you'll have corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your grab-and-go this morning will be Cook's Choice, fruit, juice, and milk. And your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your breakfast today will be waffles, syrup, sausage, hash browns, fruit, juice, and assorted cold cereal. And your lunch today will be chicken strips, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There is a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m. and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, today it'll be partly sunny with a high near 74 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 20%. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 47 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light and variable in the evening. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 80. On Wednesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 76. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 81. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, should be sunny with a high near 85. And on Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with the high near 81. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 54 degrees. It is 7:21.